We have seen the photos, emaciated children on the brink of starvation. We have heard the voices of families trying to survive in the midst of the bombings. The civil war in Yemen became a regional war when Saudi Arabia, with help from the U.S. and the U.K., intervened to attack Houthi rebels who had taken over the government there. Now, after more than 3 years and 17,000 civilians killed or wounded, the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire. Yesterday, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo released a statement saying, quote, "It is time to end the conflict." Journalist Iona Craig has been covering Yemen since 2010. She joins us now on the line from the UK. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
As I mentioned, it's been more than 3 years that the US has been supporting the Saudi air campaign. Why is the Trump administration calling for a ceasefire now?
Well, I think it's for two reasons, really. Primarily, things have come to a head over the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul, which has really brought international focus onto Saudi's activities in Yemen and the war. And I think, secondly, the pictures that you just mentioned, this issue over famine is now being seen more clearly. There has been warnings from the UN that this is likely to be the worst famine the world has ever seen for 100 years if the conflict continues, and that 14 million people are facing imminent starvation.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Iona. Let me just ask, though. I mean, the warnings from the UN, although not in these same words, have been coming for years about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen. So if we are to believe that this is primarily motivated by the Khashoggi death, can you make that connection? I mean, why is the death of one journalist precipitating, perhaps, a ceasefire in a war that's left thousands of civilians dead, millions on the brink of starvation?
Because I think it's put much more focus on the Saudis in general and Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, who is also the Minister of Defense, and who initiated the Saudi intervention in Yemen that has led to this humanitarian catastrophe now. Hmm. And so that pressure is mounting, and not only over what actually happened to Jamal Khashoggi, but also now on what the Saudis are doing in Yemen. It was always the line before, both from the US and the UK and other governments, was we believe the Saudis are doing their best to avoid civilian casualties. We are relying on both their investigations into potential violations of international humanitarian law, but also their narrative on the war. And I think what happened with Jamal Khashoggi, and not only the way that he died, but the narrative that was coming out of Saudi and the rapidly changing story of what happened to him now undermines all of their narrative on what they've been doing in Yemen and the issue over potential international humanitarian law violations and just the general situation on the ground, which the US and the UK as well have always taken Saudi's word really for their activities.
And now you're suggesting that there may be a wholesale reevaluation of how much trust they put in the Saudi narrative. Do you think this is going to happen? I mean, that's really the bottom line here, right? Do you think this war is going to end?
I'm not terribly optimistic. And certainly this 30-day window for a ceasefire and for peace talks, for many reasons. Firstly, because it doesn't just involve the Saudis, it involves the Houthis being engaged. And there was an attempt to do this last month in Geneva, where there was supposed to be a meeting for political resolution. And the Houthis didn't even make it to Geneva because they didn't believe that they would have safety and security that would mean that they could get back to Yemen because the coalition would prevent them from doing so. So the prospect of trying to solve this conflict in 30 days, I think, is slightly fanciful. But of course, if it does mean a cessation of hostilities, that's got to be good for Yemenis.
Iona Craig, she's been covering the war in Yemen for many years. She's also a Future of War Fellow at New America. Thanks so much for sharing your reporting and insight on this, Iona. We appreciate it.
Thank you.